From Los Angeles on Wednesday, Mike Trout and the Angels trying to stop the Nationals' six-game winning streak. In the first inning, as Alex Myers on the hill, Daniel Murphy bids for the game's first hit.
Breaking ball, he hooks this one out to right. Robinson racing over, dives, and he got it! Taking over for Cole Calhoun, who likes to fly like Superman, and Robinson fits right in for the third out.
18 that Meyer has faced tonight. He's retired 17 of them.
Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball gets high as he's swinging. Two outs.
Boy, what a wicked curveball there from Alex Meyer to get a swing and miss.
Ground ball down the line. It's fair ball inside the bag. He turned on that pitch. Goodwin's going to try to go to second base. The throw from Robinson is a little bit off the mark. And it's a two-out double for Brian Goodwin, the first hit allowed by Alex Meyer tonight.
The first hit of the series for Goodwin right down the line, not of anything that T.J. Crone could do.
Down goes Graber. Just blew the fastball right by him.
Looking breakable, got the express instead from Alex Meyer. Big punch out.
Bottom of the sixth is right around the corner. It's 2-0 Angels.
And that's driven out to deep left center field. That is gone. Big fly for C.J. Crone. Doubles up the lead. It's 4-0 Halos.
Talk about connecting on a baseball. Fourth home run. C.J. Crone. That baseball got out quickly and far.
You pitch in to open up a spot where you want to go.
Here's the 2-2, and Trout hits one high, and he hits it deep into left center field. It is out of here! Boy, he almost hit it into the Sherwin-Williams paint can. Two-run shot for Trout, who's homered in each of the games here of this National Series. And the lead grows. It's 7-0.
The Angels combined for a one-hitter for the first time in two seasons as they shut out a potent Nationals lineup 7-0 on Wednesday. Yunel Escobar goes 2-for-5 with a couple of runs scored and one driven in. C.J. Crone, a two-run homer. Mike Trout, a two-run shot. Angels pitching combines for a one-hitter for the first time since the 2015 season as they shut out a terrific Nationals lineup 7-0 on Wednesday. After the game, here's manager Mike Scioscia.
Well, you know, I think Alex, he found a way to get pitches into the zone. His ball strike ratio was terrific. He started that down when he went down and had his one start down in AAA. It was very impressive. And I think he found a great rhythm and he pitched. Had the velocity when he wanted it, but got his breaking ball over. He actually threw some good changeups too. So that lineup's packed, and to get through it, seven innings, give up one hit and one walk, and really command counts the way he did it says a lot about the way, you know, his upside and his potential.
And when I spoke to Alex, I couldn't say enough about how Martin Maldonado really kept him in his game. How important is it to have a captain be able to do that for a young pitcher?
It's huge. That's really what's impressed us about Martin, having him every day now. Ron had him in Milwaukee and said this guy's in every pitch, and we're seeing it. He does not give these guys an inch out there. He makes sure they're focused, makes sure they're locked in, making their pitches. He supports them 100% all the way, and he's been a big reason why you're seeing some guys have good years on the mound for us. We hope so. He's going to get an opportunity to get in there and swing the bat a little bit, certainly against lefties. And we need somebody to start to put a charge into baseballs. And it was good to see tonight with CJ and then Mike again. Well, he has the potential. He's pitched against some really deep offensive teams and had similar results, maybe not getting through seven with no runs, but he's pitched against some clubs that are big offensive clubs, and he's done well. So that part's not surprising. I think, the way he was under command the whole night, I think he changed speeds well. He did all the thing a pitcher needs to do, so hopefully, as he's getting experience, he's starting to refine his game, and he has great stuff.
Finally,
No, it was you know, it was still pretty humid out there, and we had a long inning after six, and the seventh he didn't look quite as crisp. It was ready. He was ready to come out. You know, with Alex, we've seen him start off where he struggles and all of a sudden he finds it and he, you know, gets through six. And we've seen him start off lighting it up and then all of a sudden maybe hits a little bump in the road. But what we're experiencing is those bumps in the road aren't as high as we keep moving on. They become little, you know, instead of being potholes, they're just, you know, give me your word, Jeff. The little pebbles that he's getting through. And so I think that him being able to manage the game, it's helping him to manage the game. And that's going to be a big part of his growth, where you become, instead of becoming a thrower, that all of a sudden, you know, the wheels start coming off when stuff gets hot and you try to throw harder. You understand how to compete and how to make your pitches and get all those distractions of what's happening in the crowd and the game and the umpire out of there. And I think we're seeing him manage that a little better as he gets out there. And for most young pitchers, it's a lesson they have to acquire and only through experience.
Mike Trout came up with a seventh-inning home run, a two-run shot to left center field, his 18th of the season, giving the Angels their final margin in the 7-0 win. And Trout talks about it afterwards.
Just getting a good pitch to hit and not missing it.
Now, Alex Meyer was lights out for you guys tonight, giving you 7 shutout innings. What kind of boost did he give this team?
It was huge. You know, throwing strikes and his breaking ball was unbelievable. You know, it was fun to play by him today.
Now, as you guys are still in this wild card race, talk about the importance of wins like tonight.
Yeah, every game's going to be important here on out. We're going to come play hard and take it one game at a time.
Alex Meyer started and starred on the mound for the Angels, pitching a new career-high 7 innings, giving up just 1 hit, walking 1, striking out 7, and taking his ERA down to 3.74 and improving to 4-5. After the game, Meyer describes what worked so well.
I had some help defensively. I mean, obviously Shane's catch in the first inning was, you know, as good as a catch there can be. And then, the play Simba made later on in the game was literally one of the best plays I've ever seen. So I can't say enough. I mean, I think everybody can say about Maldi, what he does. You know, when things are going well, he still stays on you and acts like, you know, that nothing's going on. So he's really good for me back there and keeping me, in check, and staying on me throughout the whole game. So it's a full team effort. I was just happy to come away with the win.
And a career high 7 innings for you. Did you feel like you had more in the tank there? You're only at 88 pitches.
Yeah, I mean, I felt good. With the off day too coming up, I'm sure, you know, guys probably all need to throw. I felt good. I felt, it was just fun out there. It was fun to be able to go out there and, compete against, especially, a lot of those guys. Rendon and Goodwin, the two guys that Rendon walked and Goodwin got the hit to break it up, were two of my, my better friends from when I was over with Washington. So it was, it was fun playing those guys and it was a good night.
Now, they always say you never forget the team that drafts you. So was there an extra special feeling to have a game like that against the Nats?
Yeah, I mean, I have a ton of respect for the organization. I wasn't there too long, but the way that they treated me when I was there for the short time and just in the minor leagues, they made my first taste of pro ball awesome. So it was fun to be able to throw against them and, some of the guys, some of the staff that was around then when I was there. It was a pretty neat experience, to see them again. And again, I'm thankful for the time they gave me and helping me get better and help me, get to the major league level. So it was fun being able to play against them.
Now, you continue to pitch well here at the Big A, some of your best games. What's led to your success here?
I don't know. It's our field. We're out there a lot. So I guess that's really the only thing I can say. It's fun being in front of our home crowd. I don't know. I guess that's it, but hopefully keep it going.
Each team has Thursday off. On Friday, the Angels play host to the Red Sox.